Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen. Amen.
And then my enemies get upset. Why don't she be bothered? They're trying to haunt and really trying to, you know, kind of haunt my page on Facebook or my post or Twitter account or trying, you know, just to see if I'm going to vent a little bit. For what? I'm not even thinking about you. I'm my imagination pre-playing my future that does not include you, because anybody that definitely dishonors me, you have lost access to me, so it definitely does not include you. Immediately, you could be the best of the best. You could be honoring me today, but if you dishonor me tomorrow, you've lost access to me.
Amen.
That's just how it works. So my mind is so focused on feeding those that honor me, feeding those that really know my distinct difference. I got to stay focused for you all. And anybody that is a dishonoring, you will lose focus. I mean, even from the day of 8 a.m., you could be honoring me, but if by 7 p.m. you're dishonoring me, but I can guarantee you by 7:05 p.m. you're blocked and you can't even find me. You know why? Because I definitely take into consideration my focus. You're a distraction. Think about it. Anybody around you that does not feed into your imagination of your positive, holy, and sanctified future, of the objectives and goals and business ideas and career ideas and education ideas and parenting ideas, anybody that does not support and lead you on a path of righteousness while you're supporting that vision is a distraction, and you need to wonder why you're giving that individual or group of people your focus.
That's a good point. Amen.
Amen. You
play a big role in how you stay focused. You have to be strong enough, though. This is what it takes, Holy Ghost boldness. You have to be strong enough to even rise up and say, you know what? You're now coming against my focus, so I'm going to need to have some distance between you and I. See, the problem is that a lot of people aren't bold enough to even do that. They feel like they have to endure it. No, you don't. We operate under the law of choice. God gives us a choice. You decide who you give access to. If you
That's
don't support my vision, if you're coming against the things that God has told me to do, and I have not picked anything with you, I don't even talk to you, and you're just coming out the blue at me, I got to let you go. I got to put up some type of barrier, because you are sent to act as a distraction. People that want to distract you from your focus, think about it. In what good nature would anybody want to distract somebody else from achieving greatness in this earth? Besides those people who are literally being used by the enemy or are lost themselves.
People who need
a focus are the people who will be used as a distraction, because you know why? It's something on the inside that's tearing them apart, because you're going somewhere. You're on your way. You're on a path of prosperity, and they're walking on a path of poverty.
Amen.
You got to
check. Amen.
It goes for who you want to date. It goes for who you want to marry. I can't imagine how I've talked to many desperate women, because that's what they are. How about April? How could you say that? You're just saying that because you married now. No, before I was even married, I wasn't desperate. Matter of fact, that's the reason why my husband loved me and wanted to snatch me off, if I could say it like that, the market. Because he even asked my name. He asked me if I was married. He was serious. You know why? Because I wasn't desperate.
Amen.
Some of these women are so desperate, they're willing to put away junk. And a man is the biggest distraction on the calling. I said, you know, before you had met that guy, you told me your focus was this. You were going back to school. You finally found your way. God gave you, prayed. God gave you financial assistance to be able to go back to school. You got this new job. Now, here come this joker, and this joker is discouraging you from going to school. This joker is discouraging you to even pursue the promotion on your job. Matter of fact, he's telling you to quit your job and come and move in the next city.
Wow.
Where he's still living with his mama. So why in the world are we even discussing this? But you get so loopy and you get so off focus that even some of that craziness begins to make sense to you. Check yourself, as they used to say in the world. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Jesus. Because this is empowerment at its true form. Amen. You are empowered. I can't make your life well. I can only give you strategy. I can only bring awareness. And then and only then, when you begin to operate with or within the law of the mind, and you learn how your mind works, you learn how the enemy uses your mind, you learn how the Lord enforces the growth and development of your mind, then you begin to realize that it all begins with your mind. So let me begin to start thinking some things differently so that I can go forward and have a better outcome. And then that places you on the path of prosperity. I'm finished. Only able to get to one because I don't know if you all are really getting it. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and end it there because I'm not going to go further if I don't think you all are really getting it. But with that being said, I hope you did receive it for the little of you all that did say amen. I hope the note takers really full page of notes. I hope that even those of you all that could not take notes will listen back to the playback.
Maybe
something. It's always good to refresh your mind when knowledge and strategy has been given to you. Always go back and replay it so that now it can help strengthen the pre-playing of your imagination for your future. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time to be able to speak a word of encouragement to your people on today. Lord, I pray even now that they would not just be hearers of your words, but be doers and executors and applicators of your word as well. That as soon as we enter into our own day after we end this phone line, that they will begin to start thinking, okay, what do I need to do? What am I focused on? Because even what I do right now for this moment will affect the rest of my day. For every action has a reaction.
Yes, Lord.
For every action, there's a consequence. And this is what you're hoping that we understand, that we have more control over our life than what we think, that you are actually giving us the power to make better decisions for a greater outcome. Lord, I thank you for letting us use your word as a manual, as a help guide, as a directory to be able to understand what it is that we to think on and meditate on, what it is that we can actually look forward to as the promises of your word, as we activate the contracts of your scripture, as we do our part. Lord, you know that we know that you're going to come through on your end. For you said that whatever you do, Lord, it will not return back void. For you said a thing, it will come forward and manifest. And we thank you, Lord, for being a man that should not lie, the son of man that needs not lie. Thank you, Heavenly God, for all that you're doing in our life, that we can depend on your word. But it's not enough for us just to quote the word. We must put it into action and bring our mind under captivity and subjectory of your word. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what it is that you are doing in our life and birthing out in our future as we take control and use our imagination
to
create our future in Jesus' mighty name. Let all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. People of God, I told you it would be great. I'm over already, and I wanted to go ahead and turn it over into the angel of the house, our apostle, our pastor, who's been on the line all day, and he's been definitely rooting for me. I don't know if you all heard him. And with that, I thank God for him and his support, and he received it. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Apostle Andrew, as he comes forward to greet you in the name of Jesus. Let's say amen as Apostle comes forward at this time.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome message by Dr. April. Just want to pray over, Father, I thank you for the word that has been delivered on today, on this wonderful morning / afternoon. Lord God, let there be no retaliation or backlash from the demonic realm. We cancel it, we curse it, we plead the blood of Jesus against it and the fire of God. Lord, touch her and bless her and rejuvenate her, even as she had poured into us, pour back into her in Jesus' wonderful word.
In Jesus' name.
And all God's people say amen.
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 Amen, amen, amen. I'm not going to get up on here. I just want to say I'm not going to stay up on here, should I say. I just want to say awesome, awesome job by our own Dr. April. It is so true. I hope you guys took that. It's so true, everyone. I definitely love the part where she said, if you honor me at 7 a.m. but dishonor me by 9 a.m., you will be blocked before 10 a.m. Did you hear that? That was cold blessing right there. She said, if you honor me at 7 a.m. but you dishonor me by 9 a.m., you will be blocked before 10 a.m. Why? Because I will not allow fools to distract me from my God-given purpose. That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
And that go hand in hand with what I said the other day. I was like, don't get angry when people want to use you and abuse you. Just tell them no. Just tell them, no, you got to be so focused on your purpose and so focused on God that you got to be able to shake the dust on people that don't want to receive you or they want to try to use you up and abuse you. I'm telling you, we have to focus, speak enough, teach the word. A lot of us, we are so off focus, and I'm going to say this and then I'm done. When you, whoever comes into your life to get you off focus is satanic. I want you to hear this. Whoever comes in your life to get you off focus is satanic.
Amen.
Amen.
And you should want to cut those people off. Did you not know even in Scripture, Paul and Barnabas love each other, but it tells us that they have a strong disagreement and they have to part ways. Y'all, some of y'all going to have to part ways from people that's trying to get you off focus, that ain't got the same vision as you. You just need to part ways. Block them out your life. Block their phone numbers. Block them on Facebook. Block them on whatever. On any social media form, block them and keep it moving. That don't mean that you don't love them. That just means that you focus. To focus. What is it? It's March right now. It's March right now. It's my week. We're going into the fourth month of the year. If we ain't been so focused on our assignment to the point where God has propelled us further than we were a few months ago before this year started, then something is wrong.
Amen.
In the last 4 months, I want you to examine your life. Examine your life in the last 4 months. Where have you became better than you was 4 months ago? If you haven't, that means that you ain't been focused.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I keep saying this year after year. Year after year, we go to these conferences, we jump from prophet to prophet. So many of us, we switch prophets like a prostitute switch men. We jump from prophet to prophet, the prophet to prophet, and we still ain't progressed in our life. I don't know about you, but that's sad. We one of those type of people 10 years later. Yeah, I've been saying that I was going to go back to school, get my degree. Man, it's 10 years. You might as well get that dream up. You ain't focused. My God. That's some strong meat. But they ain't going to tell you that. They want to see you steady. They want to see you stuck in the same place. They want to see you a groupie, a fan, or the prettiest prophet that got all the jewels, the big old jewels on, and you just a follower. That's where they want to keep you at. They don't want to see you get your own ministry and progress because they got satanic powers over your mind to keep you unfocused. I challenge you all today to break free from that garbage. Break free from that mess. God has
God has a purpose and a destiny for your life.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Wake up, y'all. Yeah, something is wrong. I mean, you need to be so focused where your bank account don't look the same like it looked 6 months ago. Your relationships have gained more strength. They become more stronger. Your walk and your passion for God has become more stronger. How many books in the Bible have you memorized from this time versus 6 months ago?
Come on now.
Has your prayer life elevated? Are you was praying 15 minutes a day, but now 6 months later, are you praying 30 minutes a day? You had only $50 in your bank account in your savings. Now 6 months later, have you elevated and you got $100?
Come on now.
You said that you wanted to finish that project or finish that book. You was posted on Facebook telling everybody you was about to write a book. 6 months passed. Have you finished that book?
Good point.
Are you focused? Don't be a bad example for your kids. Your kids look at you, they say, well, mama and daddy, they talk a lot, but I ain't never seen them do a lot. Mom and Daddy said that we was gonna stop moving from state to state and we was gonna settle down and I can have friends that I can grow up with, but that ain't never happened. Mom and Daddy said that they was gonna do this, they was gonna do that. Mom and Daddy said that they was gonna write a book, but I ain't never see that growing up.
Wow.
All I seen my mom and dad do was sell me a bunch of dreams. That shows that you're not focused, adults. I don't want to discourage you, but I want to put some fire under y'all. It's more than these Facebook pages, guys. Because after you close out your Facebook page, you still got to live real life.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I find it very cute. We post all of these nice posts on Facebook, but we ain't living it. We showing off for the world, but we ain't living it. I don't know about you, but I want to be so focused for God that nothing can separate me from him, for his purpose, his calling, and his destiny that
Amen.
He has for my life.
Amen.
Y'all got to stand up and do jumping jacks or do something. I don't know. Run up the street. It's cold in most states. Run up the street. Run out there in that cold. Do something to wake you up. Because time is ticking. It's time to remain focused. Even as General April said, oh, my God, I love you guys so very much. I pray that you got something out of this message this morning. It's time to regain your focus. It's time to stay focused because God has a purpose for your life. Glory to God. I love y'all. I turn it over into the hands of our host.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.